Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. As a believer facing a world full of lost teenagers, it is easy to become discouraged. That is, unless you have a plan to reach them. Today we are joined by missionary evangelist Mark Gilmore. He will present a plan for the Generation that could turn the world upside down for Christ this year.
Do you know where the largest teen population in the world is? My name is Mark Gilmore. I'm a missionary evangelist, and I travel in different countries of the world. Recently, I was in the land of India. And the land of India holds a population of 1.2 billion people. Our whole world has a population of about 7.5 billion, which means about 16% of the world lives in India. In India, the population of 1.2 billion has almost 40% children and teens. That means that in the land of India, there are about 470 million children. Most certainly, that would be the largest teen population in the world found in India. If you compare that to the United States, the U.S. has a total population of 320 million. That means that there are 150 million more children in India than the entire population of those who live in America. If you think about that, that's pretty stunning. In fact, there are 233 countries in the world, and if you were to add the population of those countries together, beginning with the smallest country and just adding the next largest to the next one and so forth, you would actually add together 154 countries before reaching the number of children who live in India. So you're a young person here today, and that's why we're speaking to teenagers who've really something pretty amazing has happened in your life. You're listening today, we're together today, because something life-changing, eternity-changing happened to you. When someone brought you the gospel, you learned that God loved you so much that He sent His Son, Christ, who left heaven, died on the cross for you, rose again, and now by the mercy and grace of God, you've been forgiven, and you know the answer. You know where you'll live forever. You're alive in Christ. You're completely different, and that really sets you apart in a huge way from the rest of the world. Do you know that for every 100 people alive today, one is a believing child, and you're one of them? Just think about the privilege that's come to you. Now that you know Christ as your Savior, you're one of a very, very few number of young people who have heard the good news and received Christ. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16 and a couple verses right here. So if you have your Bible, you can look there with me, or you can look at it later. Verse 16 says, Paul is preaching, he said, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." So Paul knew the gospel, and he had to tell others, but he knew that he wasn't special because of what he knew. He knew he was no different from the next person who never heard. The glory wasn't Paul. The glory was the Christ who saved Paul, and it's the same thing for you. Now that you're saved, it doesn't make you more special than the next person. You just know the person who made you special, and you need to now share that to the next person. Now look what Paul said here in verse 16. He said, number one, I have to preach the gospel. He sensed a deep obligation to tell what had changed him to the next person. And in verse 17, he said, "For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Really, he described two motivating factors for him to tell the gospel to that next person. The first factor was that if he gave the gospel willingly, he would receive a reward. And what is that reward? Well, he goes on and he describes that in verses 20 to 22. He says this, "Unto the Jews I became a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them." Verse 21, "To them that are without law, as without the law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law." Verse 22, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Here was the reward. Paul said there's people out there with a lot of different backgrounds, different than even Apostle Paul himself. There were religious backgrounds, like the Jews, different religious backgrounds. There were different ethnic backgrounds. There were different geographical backgrounds, different economic backgrounds. Some people grew up with a conservative upbringing, some with a liberal, some with a Christian, some with a Hindu, some with a Muslim, all sorts of different backgrounds. Paul said, I want to get the gospel to all sorts of different people, so that in all those groups, I can win some to Christ. His reward was that he would have men from different backgrounds all hearing the same message and coming to Christ. And God wants to use you in that same way. You can, with an excitement in your spirit, go share the gospel message that changed your life with someone else. And don't just look for the same background. Look for folks from different backgrounds, from different places of the world, from different religions. They all need to hear the same message. And if you're humble and you give the gospel in a simple way, people from all backgrounds can believe, and you'll get that reward, other believers. But he also said there was another motivation. He said that if I give the gospel in verse 17 against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Dispensation simply means that he had a responsibility, a stewardship. He had a knowledge that God gave to him, and now he was responsible to tell someone else. Do you know that God can't spread the message of Christ if you don't go speak it? God's depending on you to get the gospel to the next person. And if you don't speak, God can't get his work done. He's depending on you. He's given you a responsibility to go give the gospel. So I want to give you an assignment here. Find a very simple, clear gospel pamphlet. Maybe find it at your church, find it at your youth group, and determine that this week I'm going to go and read this gospel pamphlet to five other people. You may feel, I don't understand everything. That's okay. You can just read that gospel pamphlet. First, pray. Ask God to lead you. Then whenever you start speaking to someone, tell them what God did for you. Tell them what happened when you went to the teen event. Tell them what happened when you heard the preacher. Tell them how your life's changed. Then just read that gospel pamphlet to them. Do it to five people. Do you know that if this week every young person who knows Christ on earth shared the gospel with someone else, if it's true that one out of every 100 people on earth is a believing Christian, one young person, one out of every 100 persons on earth is a child, a teenager who believes, then do you know what would happen if every believing young person told someone else who became a believer next week? Well, there are about 75 million then believing young people across the world. If all 75 million obey Jesus and next week they gave the gospel to one other person who believed, then at the end of that next week there'd be 150 million believers just through the witness of those young people. Do you know how many weeks it would take to reach the world if every week the gospel doubled out of the voice of young people? It would take 8 weeks to reach the world. That's just if believing teenagers obeyed the gospel, if they obeyed Jesus and got the gospel to one more person every week. So that's the assignment. God may use you in India someday, but if all the believing young people obey God and give the gospel this week, our world will be changed. God bless you as you take the gospel and give it to the next person.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.